How you doing, Michael Bumpus?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Some pretty fun times with Bob Robb calling a lot of touchdown catches for you.
Yeah, you know, whenever you got him yelling your name out, you're doing something right.
And you did a lot right there for the Washington State Cougars, and now you've turned your football playing experience into a football coaching career. And, you know, let's talk about why Monroe. I mean, you know, out of the way location a little bit, although you are in a big time football league in the Wesco 4A, why did you decide to settle down in Monroe a few years back?
Well, my wife is actually from Monroe. She
okay.
went to Monroe High School. So when we had our second child, we were living in Redmond, and we wanted a little more bang for our buck, a little more space. So she wanted to go home, and here we are.
And here you are. And, you know, obviously going into a place like that, how difficult was it for you to, you know, get the notoriety, the respect to be able to get that job? And I'm sure a very, very proud football tradition up there in that town.
You know, actually, I interviewed for the job before I actually got it a couple years back, and I didn't get it. Brett Jay got it and took it over. So I went down to Snohomish, and just being living in Monroe, you know, I knew that that's where I wanted to coach. So, you know, I guess I had to build my resume a bit. I was at Redmond for 3 or 4 years as a coordinator there, spent some time in Snohomish, and second time around, I must have interviewed a little better and gave me a shot at it.
What's the atmosphere like at a Monroe football game?
Yeah, you know, it really reminds me of Pullman, you know, small town, blue collar, you know, the fans are crazy, everyone's into it, town shuts down on Fridays, it's a great atmosphere, definitely.
You guys graduated 25 players from last year's team, you had a very good year, you went 7-2, so what did you expect as far as level for success coming back? I know you had some star players coming back, but you had to replace a lot of guys that left.
Yeah, like you said, we had 25 seniors who left. But actually, you know, I want to say about 7 or 8 of them were real contributors to the team. So we knew we had some spots to fill, but that group under them, those sophomores and juniors, we knew we had a lot of guys coming back from that group who actually started last year. We're a pretty young team. So coming in, I knew we had a shot to do some good things. You know, so where we thought we would be at this point. And, you know, like most coaches say, you're only as good as your talent, and you got to mold the talent and try to get the best out of them.
Well, undefeated to this point, and you've done a fantastic job thus far this year. And, you know, one of the guys, maybe my favorite player to watch in all of high school football in the state of Washington this year, with that hair flowing out at the back of his uniform, reminded me of, you ever watch Friday Night Lights? He reminds me of Tim Riggins on Friday Night Lights, man. Tell me about how special a player and person J.J. Jerome is, your running back and linebacker.
Yeah, he's the heartbeat of our team, you know, as an offensive coordinator. I want to say there's about 3 or 4 games where the first play of the game, he takes it to the house by 80 yards, you know. So that definitely takes some pressure off of you. But, you know, he's a talent that we'll get in Monroe once every 10 or 15 years, you know. And I'm just right place, right time, just fortunate enough to coach this kid. But, man, he's a hard worker. He's a nice kid. You know, he's the kid who sits at the round table with anybody, not just football players. You know, he'll have lunch with chess club and debate. It doesn't even matter. He's a great kid.
Is he a linebacker the next level? Is he a running back? And who's looking at him right now, Coach?
You know, it depends on who you ask. Some people have him at linebacker. Some have him at running back. Right now, the Big Sky, a lot of schools there are looking at him. Eastern, he's at. And he's got an offer from Montana State. You know, I think he's one of the guys where, as the season winds up, he'll start getting a little more offers. But, you know, he's just a football player. You know, coaches ask me, you know, where would you put him, here or there? Obviously, for us, he's our starting running back, and he's a starting linebacker for us. But you can put that kid anywhere, and he'll just play ball for you.
And he catches it out of the backfield as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I think he has about 18 to 20 catches, about 4 touchdowns. You know, he's a talented player for sure.
No question. He's got 134 carries coming into this week, 1,642 yards rushing and 21 touchdowns. As you accurately mentioned, 4 more touchdowns on the receiving side. Also has 32 tackles on defense, so doing a little bit of everything for you. But throwing him the ball for those touchdowns, tell me about Zach Zimmerman, your quarterback.
Yeah, man, this is his second year as a full starter, and I'm just proud of this kid. I told him he reminds me of myself a little bit in high school. I was an athlete who had an arm, you know, and that's what he is, man. He's a quarterback, but he can also run. I believe he's rushed for a number of touchdowns. He's just an all-around type of kid. This year he's really honed in on, you know, just the little things about being a quarterback, about seeing the hots and getting us out of plays. He's put in a lot of work this offseason. I trust him with our offense. You know, I'll let him make a couple calls during the game. and just a great leader as well, role model for a lot of our kids.
You know, the guy I host with on the morning show, Mitch Levy, he was at a high school football game this year. He watched you guys play Mount Si earlier on this season, and he came back raving about your lines of scrimmage. He was like, those guys at Monroe, they are monsters on both lines of scrimmage. So tell me about those big uglies you got on both lines.
Yeah, we have some big boys. I want to say almost on the offensive line, everyone is around 300 except for our left tackle, and then our guy coming off the bench is around 300 as well. They're all over 6 feet, 6'1". You know, a lot of meat, man. It's what you think about when you think of Monroe out here in Cal Country. You would think we have some big boys, and we definitely have some on the line.
Nice.
They're tenacious. You know, a lot of them are coming back next year, too.
A lot of steaks and burgers being fed out there in Monroe, huh?
Definitely got to keep them full.
There you go. Well, Coach, you know, looking down the road here, you know, you guys are going to make the playoffs. We'll see what seed you guys end up in, but you've got a real good opportunity in what looks to be a pretty wide open race in 4A to do some real damage. So before we let you go, tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of your keys, your one or two keys that if you guys can get these couple of things together over the next month, you could be playing at the Tacoma Dome for a state championship?
One, obviously, we got to stay healthy. That's the name of the game in football. If we can keep our guys pretty healthy, I think we'll have a good shot at it. And then just limiting our mistakes. The last two games, we've had a few penalties that just drive me crazy. Unnecessary penalties at that. After that, just being in the playoffs, you know, we haven't been out the first round in I don't know how many years, since 91 or something. Mm-hmm. When we were 2A or something like that. So, you know, these boys, they got a lot of pressure on them from the town, but you know, they seem poised, they're calm, they're ready to go. And like I said, if we can stay healthy, limit our mistakes, and, you know, get a couple of home games, who knows what'll happen.
Head coach, the Monroe Bearcats.